Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Granddaddy with you on the Fan, no GP. Linnell is sitting right across me right now, out of breath because he sprinted in from the update studio, which he won't do in front of me for some reason. Welcome back to the program. We are exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad. State planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there. Protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Want to text chain with those guys? They were sharing their excitement over the new old unis. So the unis, basically, like the thing we grew up with, we're all around the same age. If you can make me, in general, Linnell, I'm going to tag you in a minute, but if you can make me feel like I'm 10, 11, and 12 years old again with your product, with your service, I'm going to purchase it. Now, as an adult with not unlimited purchasing power, but with a little bit, right? I work pretty hard. I do a lot of extracurriculars. I'm trying, man. But the credit card bill, I can pay it for the most part every month. And if you've got something that makes me feel happy, hopeful, joyful again, I'm in. That's what this does. I love this. I wonder how you feel, though, as a young person about the new old units. I guess these are now alternates for three of the eight games. They're worth them for a couple marquee games, including against Dallas in December at home, which is awesome. But this is a throwback, a direct reach out across the aisle or whatever you want to call it to folks of my age and older who have felt disassociated with the new thing.
Yeah, look, I like it. I think it's a clean, sleek, more crisp look. Talking about the white, we got the John Allen jersey here in studio, and when we were talking to Bickle during the Beltway Blitz, like, you made the comments of like, yeah, like that jersey compared to what they just dropped, I don't understand why this wasn't the rebrand from the get-go, but that's a whole nother story. I like it. The first thing that I think, though, because this is now the new alternate, does it mean we have to do away with the black uniform? I know you can't stand it. I know you feel like it's just not a part of what you grew up watching, but for me, over the past several seasons, that black uniform has been, you know, some of the best parts of this thing to me. Like, I think it's crisp. I think it's unique. I think it's different. I think the players get excited to mix and match the drip with it, you know, with your dark tinted visor and your leg sleeve and so on and so forth. I love the new alternate uniform. I hope it doesn't mean that the black one goes away. Now, what we have learned, it's a rumor, so I don't want to say we've learned it, but next year or after this season, that alternate uniform may turn into the normal white, which it should be, by the way, because like that jersey compared to what just dropped today, it's like night and day. But that's the first thing that I think of. I'm happy for all of you that are happy. I don't care about it nearly as much as you do.
Because you have no association with the old one, right?
Well, my association with the old one is getting our ass kicked routinely in scandals and Robert Griffin III being a me guy and the unwillingness to pay Kirk Cousins and Jordan Reed not being able to stay on the field. That's what these uniforms mean to me. I haven't seen prosperity in the other uniforms. I haven't. Think about in my lifetime.
So let me just playoff appearances. Let me nitpick real quick because they were already morphing during those times that you mentioned. It was mustard pants, Bruce Allen.
Yes.
It was slightly different. But yeah, I guess your point stands, though, in general. The what's unveiled today to you is just distant past. To me, this is hey, remember 1991 when they were one of the five best football teams ever assembled?
Mm-hmm.
Ever. They're up there with the 85 Bears, the great 49ers teams. I mean, this is one of the greatest football teams ever. That's what they look like. So yeah. It's a little bit less, Jim Zorn time, a little bit less bingo right. caller.
That's another thing Lewis that time. I resonate with.
But yeah, but anyway, go ahead. So you like it because they look good.
Yes, I think it's a clean, crisp look. I think the detail on it is just phenomenal. First of all, I know the new ownership group coming over here, everything has just been markedly better, everything that they do. Whoever's running their social stuff, and I think I've ran into the young woman before out at the park. Like, she does a kick-ass job. They are rocking social media's world. The rollout that they did, I thought, was awesome. Jaden Daniels and all the aura that he has, which is great to watch. And then seeing him stand next to Lombardi trophies, that did something for me. That made me feel like, you know what? You know, when they rolled out this stupid 2222 thing and guys were standing next to the Lombardis, the mannequin that was standing next to the Lombardis, it felt like we're so far away from that now. With Jaden here, I love everything about the rollout. I think the detail on the uniform is great, like the name and the font on the back of the jersey with the name is cool. The only thing I wish, my only gripe with the uniform, I give the uniform 9 out of 10 2Ks.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm doing 2Ks. 2K my favorite sale? Sports okay. All right. Video game.
Okay.
9 out of 10 2Ks. I wish Commanders was just written across the front. That's it.
Ooh. Sorry, I threw up my mouth a little bit when you said that.
I mean, because who are we with this jersey on? We're the no names. There's nothing on the jersey. That's my only gripe. And that's the first thing that kind of stood out to me is like, well, it doesn't say Redskins.
Yeah, it didn't.
It doesn't say football team.
Well, it didn't.
It doesn't say Braves.
It never did anywhere. I mean, it's pretty normal. I mean, you know who the Lions are without it saying Lions across the front.
It does say Lions across. Redskins was across.
The Giants just have a dark blue, and they it's old school. I mean, there's some dude.
Maybe that's where I'm young and dumb and don't like it. Let me not get this misconstrued. I love what they did. This should be their white uniform for all 8 or 9 home games in 26.
That's my hope. We head there.
Cross your fingers.
So let me ask you this now, because I actually thought you were gonna dislike it to a degree. But let me do this for you guys. 800-636-1067.
Yeah.
I do not feel this way. But I remember back in when I thought I was gonna be a lawyer, I took constitutional law as an undergrad, and we had to do this exercise where the professor, who was a law school professor, came down and taught our regular undergrad class. And he had us pick a side of the case, whatever the case was. Okay. So whatever you thought, all right. Then as the exercise, he would listen to each person and passionately defend or argue for their side of the case when he found two people that were opposite. Then he said, okay, here's your homework. You come in tomorrow, you have to argue the other side. So that's what I'm doing. Okay. I'm arguing the other side. Stop teasing me. Again, I don't feel this way. This is not the opinion of Danny Ruye. This is Rainey Duyeh's take, right. Okay? Stop teasing me with this. You're never going back to Redskins. This is just a little morsel that keeps me hanging on to something that's never coming back. It opens the door. You're not going to use the logo again. You're not going to use the name again. It's never going to be the thing that it was. Stop doing this stuff and just do something new. Admit that it's new. It's still Washington. I'll still care about it. But stop dipping that ladle into the nostalgia bucket and serving me soup time after time. Again, not my opinion. But stop doing this. Again, I don't think this. Stop doing this. I would never say this. Stop doing this to me. I don't like it. You're teasing me, and I don't want to be teased. Your thoughts?
I hear that. And
because I've seen that pulse.
No.
I've seen it.
And if anyone out there feels that way, like, I totally get you. But, like, you all cried about it for years after the name was taken away. So if they're trying to give you a little bit of what you complained and moaned and groaned for, how can you begrudge them for that? How can you be upset with them trying to pay homage to the thing that you all keep begging for? You all are thirsty for it. I can't believe, and it always catches me off guard, I guess. I still am dumbfounded by how many people actually were up in arms about the new rebrand. And I get, you know, why the name got changed and all of that. I just didn't understand the vitriol and the frustration around it. But another criticism that I'd have, right? I want the name across the front of the jersey because I don't like the old school bit. And then there's this thing at LIDS. I saw it, some fan tweeted out, I think her name is like Kelly Parkhurst, something like that. There's a alternate cap at LIDS. I think it may be custom though, where it's the W, Danny, with the feather. If you're gonna do this new, if you're gonna pay homage to the past, do it. Don't half step it by keeping the stupid taco holder on the helmet. That was the other thing that I thought was like, okay, if there's gonna be something that I like cry about, you're like crossbreeding, right? You're mixing the old with the past when you're really trying to pay homage to the past. So if you're gonna pay homage to the past, lean into it all the way. You can put the R on it, the cursive R that they which they use in the video, by the way.
Right.
So, like, I don't like the W being on there, but, like, other than that, they did what they were supposed to do. People that are upset about them, about being teased, you want to be teased.
800-636-1067. So, here's my question, and folks are already filling up the phone, so get in where you can here. I guess my question might be twofold. One, just your reaction to the unis, seeing the thing from the 80s and 90s. They're going to wear it three times this year. It looks like it might be their uniform. The following year, I think that's an NFL regulation or something like that. Mm-hmm. You've got to introduce it first, whatever. It means less of this, whatever the new thing is, post 2-2-22, which to me, the less of that I can have, the better. That's as simple as it is for me. Are you related to 2-2-22? If the answer is yes, then I hate you. Less of you, more of anything else. Yeah. That's my very core philosophy on this. So A, your reaction to that. But B, do you feel this way? That you don't want any more homages to the past. You want to just do a new thing. Do you think they did the right thing by doing the homage to the past? Or what do you say to people that don't want the homage to the past? I'm using the phrase homage to the past a lot, but it's the only thing I can think of to say to where to quantify it. Because this, to me, is a, hey, I know they don't play where you want them to play right now. They're not called what you want them to be called. And they don't look like you remember them looking. We can only control one of those three things right now, and here we do that. And it's to older fans like me. It's me and up that they're trying to be nice to. Do you want them to say, enough, stop whining, just invent a new thing, right? What do you say to those folks? I know it's a lot of questions in there. 800-636-1067. Mike Leesburg, good afternoon, man. You're on the Fan.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, buddy.
Hey, so this kind of reminds me of the 70th anniversary that Snyder put out where it's like, couldn't you wait till 75? But at least the jerseys, the uniforms looked different.
Yeah.
These uniforms they just put out to me, and I've been a fan since I was born. I was born into this 1984. They look the same. It's the burgundy pants, right? The white jersey. I mean, what's really the difference? And if they're going to call this an homage to the past, you could have gone a little further back, in my opinion. Maybe gone with the feather up the backside of the helmet, something further back so it doesn't remind us of all those bad years that we've been through. Not only that, but I don't know who commented on it, but the black uniforms? Come on, we're not Pittsburgh.
So, Mike, real quick on that.
I love the black uniforms, by the
Mike,
way.
Mike, he's a young person.
We're not Pittsburgh.
For a second. Don't listen. I know. We're not Arizona State
either. Yep, go ahead. Sorry.
So, here's do you want to do, like, Bruce Allen mustard pants type throwback?
And not that style, because that's ugly.
Agreed.
I'm talking more all burgundy.
I'm with you. I appreciate it.
So, all burgundy cooking. That we just had terrible luck in for the entirety of my life? Yeah, all burgundy. I hate those
uniforms. The only single color I can get down with that Washington's ever had are the clean all whites, burgundy helmet, burgundy socks. That makes me think of Sean Taylor hunting people. All in favor of that, right? Yeah. But in general, the mixed, I don't like they call them color rush. I call them pajamas.
Yeah.
Not just Washington, but everybody. Like when the Ravens have to do it, when they're all wearing all purple.
That looks stupid.
I think it looks ridiculous. My son this morning, my 7-year-old, I had some people over playing pickleball. He came outside in his pajamas. They're all green. It's a terrible look for anything other than sleeping. That's why the only time you do that is when you're going to sleep and it's under the covers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it's a ridiculous look. Kevin, DC, new unis, your thoughts?
What's up, Kev?
Hey, I love the new uniforms.
Same.
I like, because it takes us back to not just the glory, it just takes us to the Redskins days. I hated that dance. I think Dan Snyder just screwed us out the door, bro. Because that's a maroon. We burgundy and gold. That's maroon and yellow. Like,
yep.
I like the new uniforms. And one more thing, Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Harris, we love you. You paid Joel Embiid and you paid them guys, please pay Terry, man.
Appreciate you, dude.
Man.
Chris Culpepper, uniform thoughts.
Hey, what's going on? I've been waiting months for this. So I'm just so happy. It's not that I'm even excited. It's just more of a satisfaction feeling.
Yep.
I'm 41, so I remember the old uniforms coming up. My favorite uniforms is what you just said, the white on white when Sean T was rocking and rolling. They were immaculate. I really like the new uniforms. It's about as close as we could get to what we used to have. I don't necessarily like the Commanders written all the way across it, but the thing that y'all were just talking about, since you've altered the uniforms, you kept the W, nothing to do with the Commanders. I think what they should have done, and I don't necessarily like the black uniforms, but I like how it says Commanders really small on the left side of the uniform, like it's a military uniform. I thought that should have been put on it, and I think that would have made it great. But it is great. There's nothing wrong with it. I am very appreciative to bring it back what it used to be, and I'm excited. I just wish they would wear it more often. And next year, you're going to see a white on white. You'll see a burgundy on white. That'll be our regular uniforms. But the alternate that I think is coming, we kept seeing that spear show up. I'm on Reddit all the time, so I kept seeing Jaden Daniels with the spear in his hand. I think what's going to happen, we're going to make these uniforms that just came out, the alternate this year, or uniforms next year, and then a year or two after that, you will see that spear reappear. I want to see that deep maroon they used to wear with that really, really nice gold that almost looks like Notre Dame from the early 90s. I think that would be so crisp as an alternate to go with what we just put on.
Chris, Thank you, buddy. Yeah, I mean, to me, this is, you can hear the excitement. And
it's got people talking.
It's everybody around my age group and up. I mean, maybe as young as Grant, honestly, but like his point of reference is like, oh, the 99 team was fun. Like, for those of us that went to parades,
yeah,
a Super Bowl parade, bro. You know what I'm saying? A parade.
Doesn't even sound real.
I promise you.
Sounds like a foreign concept.
I promise you. Strangers hugging.
Yeah.
Here's what the parade was. It's 2 degrees outside, a crappy sound system. Joe Gibbs like, everyone goes crazy. You couldn't understand a word, but it was amazing.
Yeah.
You know? Everyone got a cold, but didn't matter.
I can't wait till I get to experience.
I hope you do, dude.
I will.
Kevin, Fort Washington, New Uni's thoughts.
What's up, Kev?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, buddy.
So, having a name on the front isn't necessary at all. That's really a more recent thing. And even now, it's in smaller letters. So having the whole big Commanders on the front of the jersey, you know, really wouldn't make sense because it is an alternate throwback jersey. But it's really, they're using that to push in the new jerseys for next year. So next year is probably going to be a burgundy jersey and white pants with stripes too. But what they should do is always wear white at home.
Yes.
And only wear burgundy when they had to. That was against the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. That was the only time they wore burgundy jerseys. Or if they played Arizona Cardinals or something. That's all I got, guys.
Kevin, I love
appreciate
that.
You.
So the white at home bit, Linnell, I know it sounds like just an old person thing. I don't know where that came from exactly, but Joe Gibbs believed in it. And wouldn't you know, old little tiny Danny Ruye, bowl cut, mom actually used a bowl. You're like, did she use a bowl? She used a bowl before my dad said, okay, we're actually taking him to a barber. Anyway, he said we should wear white at home. And they pretty much wore those white jerseys almost exclusively because most teams would wear their color jerseys at home. And so Washington was in white probably 75-80% of the time. Those burgundies would come out for those Dallas games because they knew Dallas would say, all right, you like wearing your white jerseys. We're going to make you wear the other ones. Or they played Arizona, used to be in their division, by the way. The NFC East had the Phoenix Cardinals in it.
Huh.
You sleep on that. So much Neil Lomax and his flat top. They wore that red, which is a little bit too close. So Washington would have to wear like something slightly different. But there you go. That's something I really think they should do, and I get that. So it is the, again, I'm using this phrase over and over, it's the homage. It's the, hey, we know there's not that much we can do for you guys. Is this good? And even if you're not all the way back in, you got to acknowledge it's better than whatever the new thing is.
Every time I look at this jersey, and it's crazy because on TV, I don't think it looks as bad, which in turn makes me think like, wow, think about how good these new uniforms can look on TV. But like looking at it up close in person here in the studio, like, it's literally not, it's not the colors.
Right.
Why did they do this?
So,
I'm the guy that doesn't care about the rebrand, but like,
everybody's offered different excuses. Like there's the uniform supplier that they changed. I mean, my point is, if you had told me it was going to be the same, I wouldn't have cared. That's not true. I would have cared for 10 seconds. Been like, oh, well, I guess that's that. But we were told it's the same. And the fact that it's not the same made me never, ever, 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 ever forget it or forgive it. 800-636-1067. So should they be doing Links to the Past? Zelda N60, is that N64? No, Super Nintendo style. Should they be doing Zelda Link to the Past N64 style? What do you say to people that don't want them to? And just say, hey, come on, man, turn the page. Let's do a new thing. 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A very quick but important shout out, tip of the cap to the 106.7 The Fan family's very own Johnny Flakes Cakes Snakes Rakes Allville, who tweeted, shout out JP Finlay, the following: the World Series of Poker bubble officially bursts, in the money. For those of you that are uninitiated, I do believe Johnny Cakes Allville is saying enough players have been eliminated now where everyone from here on out who gets eliminated is getting paid.
I love that.
Johnny Cakes in the money, everybody.
Attaboy.
Yeah, audience loves that. They've been quiet all day.
I'm about to say.
They didn't clap when Dan O'Dowd said I had a good question. You know what I mean?
Thanks for joining us, listening audience.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys sitting on your hands over there. Oh, it's the big ovation? Oh. It's the regular one? Look at this.
We call that having the producer be in his bag. He's in his bag. Can I say this selfishly? As a he's a Magruder colonel, I'm a Magruder colonel. I graduated with a son. I love the Junkies. Do I get a cut of what Cakes is going to win? That is what the people want to know.
Let me just check. Really, I actually have it right here. Hold on 1 second. No.
You have it on good authority?
Yeah, it's no. Yeah, it's no.
You have that on good authority?
No, I just, it's right here.
Okay.
I mean, it's right there.
I have it right here, the way it says, here. I actually am getting some money.
I've just been handed this. Urgent and terrifying message. No.
Okay.
That is a no. Welcome back to the program. Great Danny here on the Fan. Linnell is in for GP. You got the Local 53 unveiling their new old jerseys, right? They're going back to the Super Bowl times, going back to the late 80s, early 90s, 1991 jerseys. Yes, please, and thank you. Only difference, obviously, the name. You can't have the same logo on the side of the helmet.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get what you can get. Should they still be going back to the past? And what do you say for people that are upset about it? What do you say to those folks? I love it. 800-636-1067. But curious as to what the folks think. Let's go to Joe in Arlington. Joe, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Joe?
Hey there. As you know, I'm one of those people who basically lost any connection with the team when everything changed.
That's why I wanted to hear from you on this, buddy. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I don't watch the games anymore. I obviously don't spend any money. But if this is one step of many to come to, you know, go back to what it used to be, then great. But if this is just like throwing us a bone, then I find it condescending and it doesn't take anything.
So Joe, I actually want to ask you this legitimately, not to be combative. I can pretty confidently tell you this is it, right? they'll wear these jerseys more often. They'll wear the look more often. I think it'll become their jerseys again. Probably full time next year, maybe beyond that. I'm not sure exactly, but we're not going past that again with imagery and with the name. But so for you, that means?
I've been up for changes. I mean, I just changing. That's nowhere near enough.
Right.
I find it kind of condescending if that's all they're doing.
Yeah.
All right.
I got you. Appreciate you.
I can't get with that. Joe's awesome. He calls on overtime all the time. To say that it's condescending when they're literally doing the thing that you all keep asking for. I don't think they would be doing it if it wasn't being asked for. Maybe they would, because Josh Harris is a lifelong fan of this thing, and he, you know, has his own desires and beliefs, which we, I think, don't take into account enough.
Right.
Like, what if he doesn't want the name back? Like, homage and all that.
Yeah,
but the whole taking it, the extra mile, saying that to stop watching games and all that, like, I will never, ever, 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 and again, I think Joe's great, I will never be able to get on board with that. It makes zero sense.
When you say get on board, does it mean you don't agree or you don't understand?
I just think it's making it, it's just an exaggeration. Like, it feels like so hyperbolic to, they changed the name and the uniform, so now I'm not going to watch. So what were you watching for from the get-go? Were you watching because the uniforms, or were you watching because the product is something that, you know, you could resonate with, and that you and your papa or your grandma or whatever used to watch together? Like, to say that you're not watching anymore over a uniform, like, give me a break.
Well, where you and I disagree is, and again, I don't think that way. Like, I watch the games. It's part of my job, but I'd watch them anyway. But I got a lot of people that in my life who'd like, now, whether it was they were driven away by Snyder and the ineptitude and the circus act, or just filled their Sundays with other stuff, fandom is not a contest. They used to have this like machismo. Everyone has to be a good fan. You have to stand up on third down. You have to yell the loudest. If you give your seat to a Cowboys fan, you should be put in jail. I don't do that stuff anymore. Maybe it's because I'm too old and tired and beaten down. But to me, I understand, like, whatever association you have with a team, with the brand, with whatever, that's your personal thing.
Sure.
So I didn't consider this very well before they did the stupid 2-2-22 rebrand, the whole nine yards, where you're taking something from people in some way.
You're getting perspective. I get it.
Yeah, and I guess my thought on it is, not to be too deep and sound holier than thou, I guess my point is, if you are watching out of some obligation and you're not enjoying it anymore, because you're like, I could get that. I mean, I remember once I tuned in on one of these stupid nights where it was a primetime game, they're getting their asses kicked, and jerseys I didn't recognize with a team I didn't recognize, and I go, this is like an expansion team here in Washington. I don't have the same association I did before. I'm trying to build that.
Yeah.
You give me more Jaden Daniels, that goes a long way to making me excited and happy. But I totally understand somebody going, it's not as fun for me anymore. Now, not watching the games, I would never do that myself.
I just think that that's just such a that just takes it way too far for me. That's it.
Let's go to Ian in Vienna. What's up, buddy? You're on the Fan.
What's up, Ian?
Oh, on this, I know I sound like a hater, and I wish Grant was on to be like, you're always negative. But I just don't get it. We have, for the first time in 30-plus years, a chance to root for a team that is not only going to win this year, but has a bright horizon in the future. And instead of focusing on that, it's this constant dribs and drabs of how can we get these years back? And it's weird to me because I find people who are traditionalist or constant people who focus on the past, it's as if they can't evolve into the future. I think when they did the rebrand, which they did poorly, by trying to mimic and keep the numbers close and the coloring close, it almost ruined it. They should have picked a name whatever and gone to a yellow and blue or a white and black or something totally different. Or honestly, stick with the DC color theme that the Capitals, Wizards, and Nats have to build a city identity, kind of like Pittsburgh does. But I agree with your constitutional law argument that is this really going to satisfy the people? No, because you're always going to have those people who are like, I'm never supporting this team until the name comes back. And to those weirdos and dorks, I would ask, were you supporting the team when they were awful for all these years just because of the uniform? Of course you weren't. The ratings were terrible. The attendance was terrible. The merchandise sales were terrible. All of that is up now because you're winning. Jane Daniels was the number one jersey sold this year. Not because people like the Commander's name. It's because they like being associated with winning. And sometimes to all these fans who are like obsessed with this stuff, I just ask you, when you go to a football game, what is your purpose? Is it to root for something that 35 years ago was a color of a winning team or something that you win now? Because if you're only rooting for the past, my gosh, it must be such a tough existence.
It's a good call, buddy. Appreciate you making it. Yeah, you're rooting for laundry, you're rooting for a team.
Yeah, it's that simple for me.
Again, I get that. 800-636-1067. One more segment on this. Just kind of final thoughts. Let's wrap it up on kind of this question here. Do you understand people that are going, stop linking to the past? Because that sentiment that Ian just expressed at the time, I went, okay, if you're going to do the, we can't give you 100%, but we're going to give you 46%, and it's going to be the same color. It's going to be the same everything except name and you know the logo on the helmet's going to be different. And when it wasn't, you told me it was going to be the same, and instead of giving me 46%, you gave me like 3%. And now you're selling me on all these new things and new stuff and the alternates and the black on black, stuff that just doesn't make any sense. That has no practical application to what I was told. Should they stop trying to do this or throw a bone to folks like me that are excited about it? 800-636-1067. Next on the Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To wrap up our discussion here on the new, old, new uniforms, Local 53. Plus, hey, I want to talk about this, a Kansas City radio host who must be so bored. Basically, imagine, I can't even do it justice. I'll say this. A dude in Kansas City criticized Pat Mahomes.
Who? Pat Mahomes.
There'd be some things that I would do before that, and that list would be about 10 trillion things long. Before I was like, you know who's, we'll let you hear it or let you, I'll read the comments, but good heavens, what are you doing, guy? That would be the name of that.
Screams segment. Mid-July radio is what it sounds like.
I suppose it does. 800-636-1067. Talking about these new unis here, where I'm thrilled. I think a lot of fans are overwhelmingly positive. I'm just trying to spin all the different angles to it and kind of furthering this discussion here, Linnell, where I can understand the sentiment of guys that are maybe disconnected from the franchise to a degree. And they're going, don't give me 10 cents and tell me it's a dollar. You know what I mean? Don't give me this little tiny morsel if you're never going to really do the thing that I grew up with. It's nice, but it ain't the same. Should they stop linking to the past in this way? I say no. I say the more I can get that's not 2-2-22 and on, the better. But I understand the sentiment. Let's go to Cynthia in Rockville. Good afternoon. You're on the fan, Cynthia.
What's up, Cynthia?
Hello. I was just going to say that for people like me who can't stand the name, that I just refer to it either the Washington or the seat because I can't say the name. Anyway, I love the new uniforms because I do think it's a tribute to the past. Not that I need the past to come back because the name won't, but we can at least help ease the pain of the last 30 years. With these uniforms to give us some hope in addition to Jaden Daniels performing amazingly last year and the whole team being outstanding last year. But it kind of keeps that momentum going, in my opinion.
I love that. And yeah. And so what we were talking about a bunch when this new ownership group took over here at Linnell was the biggest task in front of them was to build from the two sides of the fan base. Okay, bear with me on this. So, for people your age, Grant's age, Darius's age, you grew up. If you're already here, you've already been. You've waded through the sewer. You know what I mean? You've already had the misery, right? But it's for those of us my age and older, where it's not the thing you grew up with. Those fans. I mean, it used to be with my group of buddies, all in their 40s now, guys that I grew up with. A lot of them I've known since kindergarten. Everything was centered wherever we did Friday night, Saturday night, whatever we were doing during the week. It's centered around getting together on Sunday and watching the Redskins. That was the anchor of the week. It wasn't the other stuff. The other stuff was ancillary. The other stuff, who we're getting beers with, what girl you're dating, not dating, whatever. It was Sunday. We were getting together. Where are we watching it? What are we eating? That's what we did. It's now to the point, I'm not talking about going to the games. It was to the point, as recently as a couple years ago, that the majority of those guys weren't even watching. Not that we're not getting together because everyone's got families. They weren't watching. They were doing travel soccer this, travel lacrosse that, travel putt-putt. I don't know. Just basically my one buddy in New Mexico, he and I would still keep up about the team. And that's it. from a group that used to be, this is what we did, right? So for those guys, how do you win them back? How do you win the new generation of fans? We're at my son's schools over, my oldest is now 11, at a school in D.C. and then a school in Fairfax County. When they'd have Jersey Day, you wouldn't see a single football jersey for this area. You saw Lamar Jackson. You saw Mahomes. You saw Barkley or somebody else. You didn't see a single one. It was messy jerseys, right? Nobody cared. How do you win that end, and how do you win the other end? This is a way to win one of those ends, right? It's to try to find something that my age and up like.
I think it's the way to win both, because I don't think anyone in my age group, any of the younger people, even if you liked the rebrand, you still love what the old guard was. So I think that group, you really shouldn't even be concerned with. They're going to be there regardless. What I think you got to really focus on is folks like you that have, you know, stopped watching games because of the rebrand. And to say that it's a tease, one of the last callers said it's like a slap in the face. I couldn't disagree more. It's exactly what you all are asking for. And I think Josh Harris and company, once again, have shown that they are not tone deaf and they understand what people want, and they're going to do their damnedest to give it to us.
Let's go to Andy in Bethesda. Andy, good afternoon, man. Andy? You're on the Fan.
What's going on, guys? Okay, so I look at it like this. So, one, the black uniforms, there's only two teams, in my opinion,
oh my God,
that can wear black, right? The Raiders, right, and the Steelers. And I feel like that was a grasp at, like, nothing, right? And so I think at least with the – like, you, when are you going to go back and see an old Commanders game or Redskins game where they're wearing black uniforms? The answer is never. So at least in this scenario, if you have a running back, you know, or play – you know, like an Art Monk like play, when all of a sudden it's in a white uniform and you can rewind all the way back then and at least kind of have some throwback, you can make a connection there. There's no connection to the black at all, right? So I think the white's the right move, because all the kids that never saw them play when they were good, you know, now they don't care, right? Then all the people that used to watch them, you know, maybe they can get some semblance of happiness there or some type of connection. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing.
Appreciate you, dude. Thanks so much for chiming in. Let me go to Brandon in Waldorf. What's up, buddy? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on? Great topic. Great show as usual. I personally, with the rebrand of the old uniforms, I'm a guy that's in my mid-40s, so it looks good to me. And so when I think of those uniforms, I'm thinking about, like, when they introduced it today, they said they're going to wear it on Christmas against Dallas. Yes! Nice touch. You know, gives you a nostalgic feeling, okay? Now, as far as, like, the black and all the other, if they tweak that a little more, because black seems to be the cool color, the in color now. And then if you tweak that a little more so that all the uniforms combine, then you can start getting you an Oregon Duck thing, maybe the black jersey with the burgundy pants and the throwback helmet. Because personally, I think the release of the rebranded helmet that they released today should be the permanent helmet going forward. The W with the gold mask, the stripes down the middle. You can wear it with the black, you can wear it with the burgundy, you can wear it with the current white, or with the old white.
Brandon, thank you, buddy. I've got to jump, got one more call. Got to take a quick break here in a second, so appreciate you making the call. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Last word, Bargov, Gaithersburg. What's up, bud? You're on the Fan.
What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, guys? I think we should absolutely throw a bone to the past. You know, look, I agree. Don't over-index or overly romanticize the past. But, you know, the past or traditional culture and the present contemporary culture don't always have to be mutually exclusive. Sometimes they are, but that doesn't have to be. I think you can kind of map the franchise to a family. Same way we don't live exactly how our grandparents do. At the same time, it's beneficial to cultivate some kind of intergenerational harmony, continue a recipe, a fun family quirk, or some tradition of the past. I think it can be beneficial. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you. I think it's a good way to quantify it, right?
Yeah, where you do both.
You don't live in the past, but you don't erase it. You don't.
Sure.
You honor it to the right degree, but you don't. Because one of my criticisms for so many years of Snyder and Company, amid a sea of criticism, was they couldn't come up with anything new.
Yeah.
Right? They couldn't. They couldn't win. They couldn't get right. They couldn't just do the simple, basic things. So they would go, hey, you guys remember the past? Anybody? The past. Ladies and gentlemen, the past, right? And eventually guys got tired of being trotted out there, you know, where it was like, hey, there's no goodwill. Let's go find Dexter Manley. Hey, nobody's happy. Let's find Charles Mann. You know, no one's happy. Can we get Daryl Green to come? Like, it just sort of felt cheesy. Now that you actually have some football acumen, hired a GM, something that Dan never did. Just had a crony, an idiot, as a buffoon that shouldn't have been in charge for his entirety of his tenure. But now that you've got football-savvy people doing football-savvy things, you could try to work on some of this stuff, too.
Yeah.
Good conversation. Appreciate you guys chiming in from all angles. A Kansas City radio host, frankly, did something that I cannot believe. We don't like to do radio on radio crime around here.
Well, it's going to happen.
But this gentleman is wrong, and I can't believe he did it. He's basically saying, hey, horse, I know you're a gift. I'm looking in the mouth. Nope. And he smacked the horse in the face and they got mule kicked. I'll tell you all about it next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.